You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Headline one comes to us from Fox Business. McDonald's and Krispy Kreme Donuts have announced a nationwide partnership to sell Krispy Kreme Donuts at McDonald's restaurants across the United States by the end of 2026. This collaboration will see three popular flavors of Krispy Kreme Donuts available at McDonald's locations: the original glazed, chocolate iced with sprinkles, and chocolate ice cream filled. Customers can purchase these sweet treats individually or in boxes of six, with availability extending from breakfast hours throughout the day while supplies last. The partnership aims to significantly increase accessibility to Krispy Kreme donuts, doubling the points of access by the end of 2026. Krispy Kreme CEO Josh Charlesworth emphasized the strategic importance of this partnership, highlighting its role in accelerating the development of Krispy Kreme's existing delivered fresh daily channel. The concept of selling Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's was tested at 160 McDonald's restaurants in Kentucky in February 2023. Following the successful testing phase, the companies decided to expand the concept nationwide. Krispy Kreme has prepared for this expansion by scaling its supply chain, enhancing its support team, and implementing new technology and equipment. News of the partnership has led to a spike in Krispy Kreme stock, with shares rising by as much as 16% in pre-market trading. This move follows a trend in the fast food industry, with rival chains exploring partnerships to expand their breakfast offerings. Wendy's, for example, recently announced a partnership with Cinnabon to add the Cinnabon pull-apart to its breakfast menu, emphasizing the importance of the breakfast daypart for sales growth and margin acceleration opportunities. Headline 2 comes to us from Payments Dive. Visa and MasterCard have reached a significant settlement in a class action lawsuit, marking a major development in a legal battle that has spanned nearly two decades. The settlement involves lowering the fees charged to merchants for credit card transactions and capping these charges for a period of 5 years. This agreement comes after years of litigation where merchants argued that they were overcharged by the card networks, particularly through interchange fees, also known as swipe fees. The settlement is expected to have a wide-reaching impact, covering the majority of pending U.S. merchant litigations against MasterCard and Visa related to interchange fees and merchant acceptance rules. Notable retailers involved in the litigation include Home Depot, 7-Eleven, and Starbucks. While the exact details of the settlement, such as the number of merchants involved and the amount to be paid, have not been disclosed, it is anticipated to bring about changes in transaction rules and surcharges, providing merchants with greater flexibility at the point of sale. However, the settlement is still subject to approval by the judge overseeing the case in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of New York. Once approved, it is expected to have a significant impact on the dynamics of credit card transactions and the relationship between merchants and card networks. Headline 3 also comes to us from CNBC. Amazon is expanding its same-day delivery services to include prescription medications in New York City and the greater Los Angeles area. This move is part of Amazon's broader effort to offer convenient and speedy delivery options to its customers, leveraging its online pharmacy service, Amazon Pharmacy, which was launched in 2020. To facilitate same-day prescription deliveries, Amazon is utilizing new, smaller facilities stocked with commonly prescribed medications for acute conditions. These facilities are equipped to process prescriptions rapidly, enabling customers to receive their medications within a matter of minutes rather than hours or days. The expansion initially covers San Bernardino, Riverside, and Anaheim in the Los Angeles area, with plans to include the broader Los Angeles metro area in April. Amazon aims to extend this service to more than a dozen additional cities by the end of the year. Amazon has been progressively introducing same-day prescription delivery in select cities, including Seattle, Miami, Indianapolis, Phoenix, and Austin. Additionally, the company has experimented with innovative delivery methods, such as drone delivery in College Station, Texas, and e-bike delivery in New York City to enhance efficiency and reduce emissions. Headline 4 also comes to us from Chain Store Age. Walmart has announced a strategic partnership with Bryant Heating and Cooling, enabling online shoppers to access Bryant's HVAC products and services directly through Walmart's website. This collaboration aims to provide customers with convenient access to energy-efficient HVAC systems and related services. Starting March 25, 2024, customers browsing HVAC products on Walmart.com and select markets will be redirected to a dedicated landing page for Bryant Heating and Cooling. Through this platform, customers can connect with participating local Bryant dealers to explore and purchase HVAC systems, as well as access service technicians and digital lifecycle solutions. The program is set to expand to additional markets, with a nationwide rollout planned for 2025. Bryant will offer Walmart shoppers a range of energy-efficient ducted and ductless HVAC systems, along with financing options, a 10-year warranty, and an instant 5% discount at the point of sale. Bryant is a part of Carrier Global Corporation, known for providing intelligent climate and energy solutions. In addition to the partnership with Bryant, Walmart has also collaborated with Angie to offer customers home services such as flooring, painting, plumbing, electrical work, and more, both in store and online. These initiatives align with Walmart's commitment to providing customers with a wide range of affordable and convenient goods and services.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.